you know who else? Yeah. Do you know who else was in Forrest Gump? A very famous person who was in Forrest Gump.
Well, there were lots of people in Forrest Gump.
No, but I mean a very famous person that was in Forrest Gump. Do you
who?
Know?
Oh, Auntie Vera?
No, not no more famous. No. More famous than Auntie Vera.
Who could possibly be more famous than Big Fatty?
Yes.
Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump.
Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump. He was one of the reporters following Forrest over the bridge. And if you can see the clip, you can see him clearly running behind with his notepad in one. He's very clearly, prominently featured in that frame. But yes, Big Fatty was a part
now,
of
I'm a very gullible individual. So is this
no,
for real?
No, this is absolutely for when we, because you and I are fixing to go visit Big Fatty. I'm sure that he will show you the footage of it and whatever. It's like
he auditioned for a
he was an extra, but he was an extra in that scene, but it's just so happened that he was in the front line right behind Forrest, so it was like you could see him. He didn't have a maybe he had a speaking part, like a shouting speaking part, like tell us what you think or something like that. Yes, exactly, that Forrest? Was his line was yes, run, okay. Forrest, run.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
More famous than Auntie Vera.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3197 of the BFO far right, the 8th of May, 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day. There was something in the Villa mailbox and more. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you run us today. Big Fatty, they probably should have been hammers. Why is that? Well, Big Fatty, I know what you're getting ready to say, and you were quite a ham as you were running. Well, y'all, it is true. Y'all, you know, Miss Patty Bacon, earlier this week sent a missive to the Fat One saying that she understood that Big Fatty would be reprising his role as the ham in the... The ham reporter. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the ham reporter from Forrest Gump. And, y'all, I told you I'd let you know when it was going to be on because, you know, CBS has brought back those Sunday night movies. Y'all, somebody sent me, I think somebody sent me the music for the Sunday night movie. And, y'all, I can't find it anywhere. I was going to play it. But, y'all, it's Big Fatty, no. No surprise there. But y'all, this Sunday night, Mother's Day, that is the 10th at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern, right after 60 minutes, y'all, the CBS Sunday night movie will be on a CBS. And so y'all, if you want to see Big Fatty on the big screen on your little TV machine, set your VCRs and be on the lookout, y'all. I'll just say quickly here, B, you've never said anything quickly. Y'all, my And I think I've told this story before, my only point of reference to the filming of Forrest Gump was when he was running across country, and that's when he had the long hair and all this kind of stuff. So, y'all, when I went to see it in the theater, and I saw Laughing Like a Box of Chocolates, sitting on the bus bench there in his blue and checkered gingham shirt. Y'all, I thought to myself, am I in the right movie? Now, y'all, the running scene is kind of like two-thirds of the way through the movie. So, anyway, but y'all, it was the Academy Award win. Big Fatty is in an Academy Award-winning film, y'all. Excuse me, for those of you over there in the UK, film. Yes, Big Fatty, Dean Barney now understands what you're saying. Film. And Danny Mouse and the Shy Yeti and the Faye Driver. Well, now, Faye Driver's not, anyway. let's see. But y'all, I think that would be just lovely if you were able to catch a glimpse of Big Fatty. Y'all, you'll recognize me. Yes, Big Fatty, like I said, you're just a big old ham. Imagine the Forrest Gump feather falling to the calm, happy. It's true. y'all, after I talked to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, I walked back in to get my cellular telephonic device, and it says that it had my cameras had spotted a person on the front veranda of the villa. And y'all, I looked, and y'all, it was one of those folks from the Lesbeterian delivery service. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, y'all, I don't have any idea what this is. I'm not expecting anything. And y'all, the package is as light as a feather. Oh, Big Fatty, maybe it's from Forrest Gump. No, I don't think so. But y'all, we're just going to open this up. Why can't I tear that? Because, Big Fatty, where are the scissors? Let's get the scissors out. Okay. Here we go. It says tear apart at the perforation, but except you can't. So y'all, a good pair of scissors becomes very important the older you get. Oh, and y'all, let's just see what we got here. There's another envelope. And y'all, it says, y'all, it says, added, it's a gift for you. Added pleasure for ballet theater from the ballet. Big Fatty, the ballet. Yo, it is more of the pads for the TENS unit. For the TENS unit. Big Fatty. Well, ballet, thank you so much. I know that they're probably sending this so that some rehearsals can go on before we have a full performance again. Big Fatty, I'll alert the authorities or young Nicholas. Thank you, ballet. I it's always nice to have a replace. You know, it's kind of like my PPE, personal prodding equipment. Big Fatty, vulgar. Anyway, y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine, The Survivor. Y'all, it was a two-hour, because, y'all, it was the penultimate week for Survivor. Next Wednesday, it's going to be the final episodes of the season. And y'all, I think I had told you that the big run was going to be replacing it the following week. It's not going to happen now, y'all. They've moved the big run to later, and they're bringing some sort of summer replacement quiz program. Like, I think it's called Game On and something else. I don't remember what the other one is called. But anyway, y'all, I think we're going to have lots of quiz programs over the summer. Y'all, from what I've been reading, I don't think there's going to be a Big Brother. And I don't think there's going to be a Love Island this year. Big Fatty, some good things come from Miss Rona. But anyway, y'all had a horrible time going to sleep last night. I think it was still a little too warm as I was trying to go to sleep. But y'all, when I woke up Thursday morning, y'all, I needed a camisole. Y'all, it had dropped to the low 50s. I think it was like 51 degrees. And y'all, it was fabulous. Just fabulous. And so y'all, I got up and I had my car. I got up, I woke up a little bit after 8 o'clock, despite not having fallen asleep until after 3. Be ready, Whitman Tinker. Let's see. Had my brofkas. What did I have for brofkas? Y'all, I have no idea. Oh, I had the last piece of quiche. That was it. y'all, it's a level 3 Sudoku today, and I'm having a little bit of problem with it. But I'm gonna go back and give it another look. You know, I'm gonna stick a pen in it and come back and take a look at it a little bit later. But y'all, then I got dressed, went out on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous. Y'all, it was almost. Chilly enough to wear long pants, Big Fatty, but thank goodness you didn't. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, I've already gotten 11,000 steps as I sit here speaking to you. Came back, I fixed me a little sandwich for lunch. And y'all, one of the things I was gonna have to get when I went to the Von's East was some more half and half, because I wanted to make that second quiche, because you know the pie shells come in a pack of two. Well, y'all, I had enough half and half, so I've already made another quiche. Big Fatty, you're just going to be, you might as well just run around in fishnet stockings and say, I'm a homosexual. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all got my shirt, y'all, my hair on the top of my head. Big Fatty, thank you for clarifying. Y'all, it has gotten so long. Y'all, I've combed it over. Oh, Big Fatty, and a comb over. That is just lovely. A comb over. But y'all, and I've got a part in my hair. So y'all, it's strange times. Yes, Big Fatty. And then y'all, I watched a couple more episodes of that Hollywood on the Netflix, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be ready.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, spell mother, a word that means the world to me.
Yeah, see, y'all, now, as you know, Sunday the 10th of May is Mother's Day, and y'all, for the first time in my 63 years of life, my mother will not be around. And y'all, it's the first year after someone dies, there are always lots of firsts. So this is the first Mother's Day without the Hatterina. And y'all, I know there are others that have lost their mothers during this year. Steve the Tater and Nicole and who there's somebody else too. No, Miss Bacon lost her father, but. Seems like there's somebody. Here's the way I'm going to approach it. Just because my mother is not here on this earth, does not mean I will not celebrate Mother's Day, I think it's a little wink from the Hatterina that Forrest Gump is going to be on the night of Mother's Day. It's all coincidence, but you know, I just gonna put a little something extra into it, Big Fatty. But one little story about Mother's Day. From when I was growing up, you've heard me mention that we went to the Baptist church, and the tradition on Mother's Day was that if the men of the church would wear a rosebud. Beh, Fanny, please tell me it came off a bush. Yes, that kind of rosebud. You wore a red rosebud if your mother was alive. And you wore a white rosebud if your mother had passed away. And this would be the first year that I would be wearing a white rosebud. And I would do that with happiness in my heart. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be happy enough to go to church on Sunday. But I have a gardenia bush that my mother loved gardenias. Yes, Big Fatty, Jungle Gardenia by Tuvache. And she wore something much... too much perfume. Yo, that's one good thing about 6 foot of separation. If someone's wearing too much perfume, it's not knocking you out when you walk by them. But anyway, the gardenia flowers are white. So, y'all, I may just pick me a little white gardenia flower and wear it on my lapel. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, a T-shirt with a gardenia on it. Yeah, you'll fit right in. Yeah, there won't be any question at all from the neighbors. If your mother has passed away or you don't have a great relationship with your mother, Big Fatty is happy to be your mother or your mama or your... Or your mom or whatever. We've decided to lower the price on the Hatterina's house. There's just not a lot of folks going out looking around, so we thought we'd try to prompt some interest. So we just lowered it a little bit. Not too much, I think $2,500, but we'll see if it gets some interest, and if not, we may have to go down a little bit more, or a lot more. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard a very good description of Big Fatty's appearance on Forrest Gump. this weekend by those kids over at the Dubious Intentions. Don't forget, they'll be on Saturday at 10. And Daniel Biba, what else you got?
More famous than Auntie Vera.
Oh, yes, that goes without saying, especially if you're around Vera when you say it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.